looked at this and read yesterday, and this thing's really springing up in my heart. In Luke chapter number 7, let's stand and we'll honor the reading of the Word of God found over in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 7. If you're glad you saved this morning, say amen. I was preaching last week up in the mountains, and you've heard me preach this. I've been preaching on Joshua, on the missed blessing of the promised land. And I talked about Moses, how he led God's people, and then Moses sinned, disobeyed God. And God said, because you struck that rock instead of speaking to it, you'll not be able to go to the promised land. And my thought there is the missed blessings of the promised land. God took Moses in a high place, let him look over in the promised land and see it, but he didn't let him go in it. And so many times, because of our life's choices, we can see our blessing, but we just can't get into it. But when Moses died, heaven fixed it all. And I was preaching, and little did I know that one of my grandbabies was there at my study. I drew the lines of their hands on the back of this sermon. That really spoke volumes to me that there's somebody counting on me to take them into the promised land. And I sure don't want to miss nothing that God's got for me. And I hope that you don't either, because in this life it does matter what choices we make. And I sure am glad there's a sovereign God in heaven that would save us. Miss Victoria's here this morning. I want to say this to try to encourage her heart. I was preaching in a big way, and I used you as an example this week. And Miss Victoria came to our church and was an unchurched lady. She came a couple of Sundays, and all we did was preach Christ unto her. And she come down the altar and got saved by God's amazing grace. And since then, she's got glued into this church. And I'm glad the Lord saved you. God's been good to us. Now, I've got a thought. I really just got one thought. I've got a whole bunch of sermons. But I just got one thought. And I want to share it. I want you to look around here this morning. And I begin to think. I generally don't even preach on Mother's Day. God began to put some things in my heart. And the older I've got in the Lord, the more I realize how human I am and how human you are. And I got to thinking, well, Lord, what sermon do I preach that could really touch the heart of mothers here today? And through that, how do I exalt Christ? Because we know that mothers will let you down. Fathers will let you down. But honey, there's one that'll never let you down. And if there's anything that I've learned, we must magnify Christ. Because He's why I'm here this morning. I'm here to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And I'm here to preach doctrine, and I'm here to preach standards and try to tell God's people how to get over into the promised land. Let me tell you, honey, there's a whole lot better than a dead church to go to. I'm glad we can go to a church that is alive this morning, where the Spirit of God ministers to my heart, and where we can shed tears on an old-fashioned altar, and we can leave out of this place being altered by the grace of God. Now, and I began to ponder and think, Lord, what would you have me to say?
And it's one thing really getting big in me this morning. And found in Luke's Gospel 7 and verse number 11. Luke 7 and 11. The Bible said it came to pass the day after. He went into a city called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him and much people. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, "Weep not." He came and he touched the bier, or the coffin, or that they had made to carry her son out on, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up, and look what happened. And he began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And then the Bible says this, "And there came a fear on all that glorified God, saying, a great prophet's risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time together. Thank you for a good place to preach today. Thank you, Lord, for the people of God. Thank you for the Word of God. But Lord, thank you for the Son of God. Thank you for the Spirit of God that has moved and touched our heart. Now, Lord, I feel you've directed me to this passage. Would you help me to be a blessing this morning? Oh, God, would you speak to our hearts like only the Word of God can? Help us. Make it real to us today in this hour. And we're going to trust you for everything you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. I want you to notice, first of all, in this passage of Scripture, the life that the woman had. Now, you'll notice, first of all, the little town that she was from. The Bible never mentions this place again. It was the city of Nain, N-A-I-N. It was a very small and secluded town on the way down to Jerusalem. And Christ has just done a great miracle in the temple. And now, all of a sudden, he turns and he takes his disciples toward a little town of Nain. I'm reminded it don't matter of where we're from. Aren't you glad that there's a God in heaven that knows where you're from and where you're at this morning? I'm glad we don't have to shoot a flare or wave a flag and say, "Lord, I'm down here." I want to tell you this morning, God knows where we all are today. Just a little place called Nain. And you'll notice this, the Bible said that she was a widow, not only her town, but her tragedy. She's had a very hard life. I want to say something to people here in the congregation this morning. Be nice to older people and have grace to younger people. Always try to consider others before you make your decision. And your final decision, always maybe think where other people are in your mindset of deciding what you're going to do in this life. Because I say this, this woman had found herself to be in a great tragedy. She had lost her husband. Now, it's enough that a lady would lose a husband in this life, but it seems like now that the hand of life has dealt her another bad hand, and not only her tragedy, but you'll notice of losing her husband, but now she's lost her only child. Life's hard. Life is so uncertain, as Brother Kurt sang about this morning. Boy, our lifespan is so short. You know, young people, just because you're young, it don't mean that you're granted a long time in this world. But you always be sure of this. We're all leaving this world into another world. There's a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. And you got to be born again by the grace of God to go to His heaven. You don't bypass Jesus to get to heaven. You don't work your way in. You don't baptize your way. You must trust your way to the faith of the Son of God that would save you from your sin, put the Holy Spirit in you and give you a home in heaven. Matter of fact, I've never read in my Bible where anybody was too bad to go to heaven, but I've read where some people were too good to go to heaven. Amen. The Bible says there's none good, no, not one. And don't you think one minute that God's going to allow you in His glorious city without the blood of His darling Son. He put His Son on the cross that people like me and you could trust Him and go to heaven and live forever. I'm glad heaven will fix it all this morning. We see the lady in her tragedy, and we see the lady in her trial, and a lady in her town. And I'm going to tell you something. This lady and her tears, the Bible said she was weeping when Christ come to meet her. You know, there's just some tears that only Christ can dry. I'm glad I had a mama that could shed tears. I'm glad I've met some ladies in this church that can shed tears. There's nothing wrong with shedding tears. I think in the day and hour that me and you live, especially in churchdom, we've got so religious and we've got so high-minded and conceited, we think maybe it's wrong to cry. But honey, if there's ever been a building in Bowdoin, Georgia, where people ought to come together and weep and cry, it ought to be Liberty Baptist Church this morning. I've noticed God looks at people that shed tears. Hallelujah. If you want to find God, I'll tell you where you can find God many times, where people shed tears. I've looked for God a lot of times at the golf courses and the deer stands. And yes, I've even found Him in those wonderful places. But I tell you, most of the time where I find God, where people shed tears. Tears affect the heart of God. And so we see this mother, no doubt. And you know, I'd be careful about being very judgmental, because we know nothing that this lady did wrong. Life just found her the way it is. And now she has a life that's very tragic. She's felt some deep heartaches in her life. She's hurting inside like she's never hurt before. There may be some of you here this morning, and just like this lady, you've lost your child. Maybe your child's living, but really you've lost your child. And it seems like you'll never reach them again. But honey, I come to tell you today, as long as there's breath, there's a God in heaven that can do great things. And I even read this Bible, even though somebody's dead and trespasses and sins, it'll take the God of heaven to speak to them and awake them out of their sleep and give them life and life everlasting this morning. She must have been a great lady, because the Bible said when Jesus resurrected him, called him back from the dead, He handed him over to his mother. She must have been a great lady. She must have known something about lard biscuits and sawmill gravy. Somebody say amen right there. She had to have been a great mother. And so we see this lady's life. But notice this lady's loved ones. The Bible said there was many people in the city with her. They had come out to the gate in this funeral procession, and she had friends that was abounding going to the graveyard with her. You know, I don't want to take light of my friends. If a tragic was to hit our home today, I want to tell you something. I'm glad that I've got some people sitting around on these pews this morning that would share my grief and share my disappointments and help me as we carried our loved ones down to a graveyard. It is very important that you make friends. The Bible said that if a man has friends, he must show himself friendly. Some of you are so ill and so high-minded and you're so mean, you'll have to hire somebody to tote you to the graveyard. We ought to love people. Not be so mean and so bitter. You ever see people coming, you're scared to ask how they're doing? Because the good day you're trying to have, they're going to crash it. Amen? And I done found out, if you get up a day without hurting, you've just had a real good blessed day. So just be glad in it. Amen? my wife would tell me, she'd say, "Now listen, you get up to preach this morning, don't tell everybody how bad you hurt." So they can see that. She had a lot of friends carried her walking out. You know something I think that we take for granted, friends? Young families, I want to encourage you to make friends. Make good friends. Friends in the bars and clubs, most of them will let you down. And I want to tell you, the greatest friends you'll ever have under this side of God's heaven is saved friends. Those friends that know something about the Word of God and the Spirit of God, they can minister to your heart and they'll be friends to you day in and day out. I'm glad that there are some folks showed this lady kindness. I can't express to you enough in our church that we would show people kindness as they come into our life, in and out of our church. You know, it would amaze you. I heard this other day, and this amazes me about churches. Somebody was visiting a church, and they didn't look like them. And they walked up to them in this county, walked up to them and said, "We don't want you coming to church here." And then I heard this, that somebody had took a car and so rudely had bumped them. And I'm going to tell you something. There's ever been a time that we better realize that if it wasn't for the grace of God, well, none of us would be sitting in an environment like this. And if there's ever been a time at these rednecks I preach to, that's why I don't want to stir this thing up. We'll have a riot in Bowden, Georgia, these rednecks I got. Amen. But I guarantee you, I'm glad they're on the preacher's side this morning. Yeah, man. Stand up, Brother Barry. You should stand up right there. I don't care who's here this morning. There's a boy I said the other day, said, down there where that boy preached, he's got one of them WFF boys got saved. Amen. I'm glad they're on my side this morning. Ain't you glad that God saves those sinners? Hallelujah. Brother Barry called me in the ring the other night on his party, and he asked his preacher to come pray. And it's like David and Goliath. I was looking up at him like this. Amen. Hey, what are you saying? Honey, if there's ever been a time that God has given an opportunity to Liberty Baptist Church, it is this morning. There's nobody here on a higher limb of nobody. We all stand even at the foot of Calvary, and we need everyone. We need everybody. We need everybody reaching their hand out saying, "We're glad you come up in here this morning, and Jesus can do anything for you." Jesus saves. Religion to let you go to hell, but Jesus saves. Hallelujah. I'm glad He saves this morning by the good grace of God. They showed kindness to this lady. There's ever been a day and an hour when God's people needs to be showing kindness. It is this morning. Christian, you stand your ground. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, but you always remember this. Jesus always showed compassion. And I'm going to preach that till He comes for me. There's no big uns, no little uns. We all stand even at Calvary. And I'm glad He loved us. The friends that she had. Aren't you glad you got some friends in this life that can help? Let me tell you something, folks. This life's hard enough without having to go through it by yourself. There were some friends helped her going out to the gate of the city. But not only her life and her love, but notice her Lord. I don't see where anybody sent him a text. I don't see where nobody sent him an email. I don't see where nobody went and got him. But let me tell you who this Jesus is. This Jesus knows all about your situation. This Jesus knows exactly where you are in all of your trouble. And He took it upon Himself. Isn't that amazing? As He was coming to the gate and she was coming to the gate, they met. That was no accident. It was no coincidence. I'm reminded this morning at the people that has landed in Liberty Baptist Church, it's no accident and it's no coincidence. It's providence. There's a sovereign God that has moved in your life and has put you in this place this morning. Maybe so you've got a decision in life. Maybe you can meet others in life. But I'm glad there's a God that looks in on the affairs of His children this morning. Boy, this weeping mother, you know, I was going to preach in John 19 today where over there at the cross, His mother was beside Jesus. Brother Adam, he turned to John and he said, "Behold thy mother." And the Bible said, and that disciple took her home that very hour to his house. You know why he did that? Because Jesus is so full of compassion that he kept his mother from hearing the agonizing screams and cries of Calvary. And John took her right on back home. I wonder, could Christ entrust you with His mother? I wonder, would your house be a place that He could send His mother to be seen about? But I said that to say this, our Lord is so full of compassion. And these tears of this lady that is crying, did you notice what she done? And now I'm going to be done with this sermon. This is an amazing thing. It's an amazing principle of what's happened in this text. Look, if you would, there in Luke 7, verse number 11. Look what the Bible says. It came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. And when he came nigh to the gate, here's what I'm interested in. Behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. And look what he said, "Weep not." Here's the thought this morning. It don't matter what we're crying about, but when Jesus meets us at the gate, he's going to wipe all the tears. There'll be no crying in his city. Matter of fact, can I tell you something, Mama? He wiped the tears from her eyes at the gate. I was reading over there, and Brother Kurt was coming to sing this morning. It's found over in Revelation chapter 21. Miss Sherry, I want you to come. Revelation 21. I want you to hear what this Bible says. He said in verse 1, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." He said, verse 3, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He'll dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God." Here it is. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away at the gate of that glorious city." I'm glad God, one day, honey, you may be a crying yourself to sleep today, but there's a city yonder, and when you meet Jesus at the gate, He's going to wipe all your tears and troubles away. Oh, my. I'm glad I've got a Jesus. Going to wipe my tears away. Brother David, you know him. A preacher told me one day, he said, "I tell you what, the older you get in the Lord, you're going to lose them tears you got." I'm going to tell you, God has sure broke me up a lot to keep these tears going. Now, I sure ain't ashamed of tears this morning. Every day, honey, let me tell you, I know life's been hard many times. But when we get to that city, God's going to wipe all the tears out of our eyes. Miss Florida, I thought about you yesterday and I read this text and studying this lady. We buried your son last week, and you may have some tears today, but honey, when we get to the city, God's going to wipe all your tears. Would somebody help me preach this morning? You may have tears for a season, and some of you, you've lost your children, but God will wipe your tears away at the gate of the city. Play Miss Sherry. Oh, I appreciate the Spirit of the Lord. You need some help this morning. Come on, bring your tears to Jesus. Tears move Him. Come. And this, what else I want you to do. Some of you young people, your mother's here today. Reach over there and hug her and tell her you love her. Some of you don't got nobody. Somebody go to them and tell them that you love them today. Be real. Turn her loose in your life this morning. Tell somebody you love them. Some of you may want to gather around this altar and thank God that all your tears will be gone one of these mornings.